Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
want to thank Wally Ali for this beautiful music. We're here on the Block Talk Radio Station, again, coming out of California under the guidance of Amin Muhammad. We are sitting in the chair tonight. Daya asked me to run the show. She didn't feel like doing it. So I decided I would do it. So praise be to Allah. We're going to try to keep this program going and moving. And we invite everybody to come on, whoever interested in moving the images out of the world, the message of concern that given to us by Mawlana Atiq Muhammad. So we invite many to come on. We ain't stopping. We're not going to give up trying to invite people to come on to hear this message of moving all racial image in, out of the world, and let them know what this means for the world, what it means for the individual. Because as long as there's an image up in the world, there's not going to be no real coming together. Always going to be it's real a communist country like Russia and China. It's always going to be that. Because, you know, these people, some of the people are fed in love with dictatorship. Are they afraid of dictatorship? When you remove all the image, we remove dictatorships. We see each and every human being as someone special. Some got a little more leadership than the others, but they all supposed to be, we all supposed to be human beings. And we will never reach that goal of being a human being long as there's an image up in the world, and the image brings about racism, bring about ego. People have an ego. The ego put the ego, bring the ego, and the ego, and you got some power, and your ego gonna hurt somebody. Your ego gonna set somebody away for a long time. Your ego gonna get somebody hurt. So, what can stop all that when we realize that we all human beings? We all come from one creator, and this earth is a testing ground that we live on, and we all being tested. Then when the test is over, when death approaches up, that test is over with. Then we go for the judgment of the Creator who allowed us and planted us here to be tested. So we like to open up with a prayer called the Al-Fatiha. It means to open. Umalay Shaitan Rajim. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbilai Dameen Rahman Rahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين We seek protection with Allah from Satan and the rejected enemy, the one who has been cast out. With the name of Allah, most gracious, Allah is most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship and thy aid we seek. We ask in Allah to always continue to show us the straight way. The way of those whom thou hast bestowed thou favors on, and none of those who wrath is brought down, and none of those who go astray. Amen. We'd like to greet our audience in the best of the greeting of all the greeting in the world, and that greeting is Assalamu Alaikum. There are no greeting to compare or compete with that greeting. That greeting is coming from Allah to for us to greet each other in, and and at the same time it obligates us to keep the peace. Where there's no peace, there's going to be war and chaos. Prophet Muhammad, may God peace and blessing be upon him, he said, never did we get fall into error, fall into the problem that we have until we allow the wrong environment to come about. Environment where lies, weak ideas, wrong thinking comes about. This environment is the environment that keeps Satan on top. Weak ideas, wrong thinking, and lies is what keeps Satan on top. And we've been given more lies and weak ideas and wrong thinking than any people that this world has ever produced. We have been lied to. We have been taken out of our homeland, brought to a strange country that we didn't know our language, our culture, our way of life was all taken away from us. And we were treated like animals. But Allah says those who were rejected and spies one day going to be the leader. And we are the leaders. All we got to do is do what Allah said do, because the people that have been leading us, they have failed us. They have been leading us. They have brought us to ruin, to no good. And God have chosen another people to reverse this thing, and that is no one but us. And we are about to lose that credibility if we don't stand up. If we don't stand up and make a change, Allah say he will choose another people, and they will not fail him. So we don't want that. We don't want another people after all the hell we don't call come and jump in front of us and clean this world up. If that happens, we're going to go out of the world as the most backward people that ever been produced. And they know that. Allah is in charge. Satan want to frighten you. He want to scare you. Want to threaten you with property. Want to threaten you with jail time. Want to threaten you with homework. It's his job to threaten you. And he threatens you through the music, the magazine, the movies, the books that he made, the evil books. There's books out there is telling you how to be a homosexual, make homosexual seem fascinating. This is Satan. This is him at their some of their greatest work. Make a man think he's a woman and a woman think he's a man. Other words, they're not looking at the reality of those people. People are not saying, well, if I say I'm a man and God made me a woman, then what is I'm saying to God? What am I saying to the Creator? You are saying to the Creator that he does not tell you what to do. You own this earth, you drink his water, you eat the food that he provides for the earth, and then you tell Allah, you tell the Creator of this creation that he don't tell you what to do. And a few years when you were born, if somebody had walked away from you, you would have died because you weren't able to talk, you weren't able to spin or take care of yourself. But that person stayed there and raised you and helped you get where you are today. And you show no thanks for that. All praises and all credit go to Allah. Don't go to you. Go to Allah. So we are here tonight on this Prop Talk radio station, taking my wife, Daya Akbar. We are co-host worker along with Suja Muhammad. And I think he's out of town, business, family. I don't know where yet, but I think that's where he at. But anyway, this program must go on. Why? Because we want the people to have somewhere to come and listen to some truth that will help them get free. from all the false things they have allowed to come into them, come into their mind. One of the false things that the word Satan have made sure that we all try to indulge in, that we might get caught up in, he want to tell you that how to have a good time. He want to show you how to have a good time. And one of the ways he show you how to have a good time, he come out and say and show you, talking about he's high. What that mean? He's high. He's trying to say he's feeling good. But we know feeling good sometimes can be leeching. And we know that you're saying you high, but your feet ain't left the ground. Then how high have you become? You're not high. You are finna to get low down. And that's what Satan's job is to do, make you low down, make you inferior, make you not like yourself, make you wish you were somebody else, make you a killer and a murderer, make you a person that said, I don't want to get married, I want to do my own thing, and you're only doing the thing that Satan has suggested for you to do. You're not, your own thing should be a obeying the one who gave you the life, and that's Almighty God. You came through your mama, but you would not have been able to live and come through your mama if Allah hadn't said, be and it is. If he hadn't said that I take my hand, that I have nothing to do with you, you would have died in the womb of your mother. But Allah brought you out, breathed into your knowledge and into your nostrils, and you become a living creature, a creature that has five senses, a living creature that can study and read and seek out understanding why you are here on this earth. Seek out the understanding why Almighty God allows you to be on this earth. When you do that, when you seek out and you don't let nothing get in your way, and you go out trying to find how Allah allowed you to be on this earth, you will be more grateful. We will all be more grateful. Because, you know, even all the animals, if they had a chance to have what we got, don't you know they would change places with us? Huh? They would change places with us. Ain't no dog can call a place up and order no food. Ain't no dog can rent a car, drive a car, or own a car. All these things are strictly for the human being. But the human being going around because he heard somebody say it on TV that a dog is his best friend. Not God, not the creator, not his mama, but a dog is his best friend. And these people repeat every dumb thing has been repeated on TV. They repeat it when they get in a situation. They repeat it in a song. They don't say their creator. So Satan have took them so far away from their creator, they are going around saying a dog is their best friend. Ain't no logic in that. A dog is a protector if you know how to use him. Or use that dog. A dog will let you know somebody outside your house. It shouldn't be there. He got keen ears. He can see way further than you can. But he has a habit of licking and cleaning himself with his tongue. Now, if he clean and lick himself with his tongue, his, all his private parts, and lick you in the face or your mouth, what does that say about you? You saying that is, that animal is your best friend because he barks, because he can roll over? No, the creator of you, the one who allowed you to be on this planet Earth, is your best friend. Your mother is your best friend, not no dog. But they got people saying dog is their best friend. And you find them same people would dance to music that a dog shouldn't be listening to. A dog, it should be against the law for a dog to hear such filthy music. You know, the Caucasian man said, if he said some of the things that our young people say in the rap song, his house probably get blowed up. But we the only one allowed to say things about each other that's not true. Niggas and dogs and I'll kill you. You don't stay on my side of town. You can't call my stay off my block. If I kept you in my trap, I'm going to kill you. We the only human, we supposed to be human beings, and the human beings should be connected to nothing like that. But since the human being listen to Netflix or all these movie channels that show them how to kill each other, how to rob each other, how to mistreat the woman, they show on Netflix and prime movies and free movies and all kind of other show that African Americans call it black cinema. Where African American take one of his brothers and tie him up, and because he is in his trap selling drugs where he had no business, and tie him up and then shoot him in his mouth, beat him. Don't you know our young people look at that and they want to imitate what they saw in the movie, the way they dress, the way they walk. They want to imitate that toughness they see in the movie with these hoodlums, these thugs. So they make thugs out of our children and our girls and our boys. And we sit there and let them be exposed to stuff like that. And then we go around saying, well, they're going to go out of it. And they are not going out. They're not pulling their pants up. Their pants. I seen an old man in the, working in a parts store at AutoZone with his pants almost dragging the ground, showing all his underwear. These older people don't want to be like these younger people, and now their pants hanging down. Huh? It's that sickness. It comes because they don't have a mind. Their mind has been complicated, have been captured by this world and has been detached from them. They have no mind. They just living for the moment. Suggestion that comes out. They have no morals. And once your morals go, you become worse than any snake because you can bite more people than a snake can. You can corrupt more people than a snake, but you become like a snake. You don't want to be or care about nothing or respect nothing but another snake. You love so-called slick talk. You have no respect for the Ten Commandments, a commandment that says God is one. You don't have, you say yourself, you say it like this, since I don't see God, then I ain't got to respect him. If God is real, let him show himself. That's what, don't you know Satan that put that in you to say that? And you look up in the sky and see the sun every time it shines and keep the earth warm and make the day bright where you can see. That is enough sign that is a power greater than you have the mind to imagine. But you pay it little attention. The rain come down, and wet ground, and a couple of days later, it dried like no rain had ever failed. Had the sun done picked that moisture up out of the clay or out of the soil and lifted back up in the atmosphere and bringing it all together and caused rain again. Let it rain back down that same water. But when it come back down, it come back down pure. That is a blessing of God. That was God. That was Allah had done. So all these signs, my mama told to read. And the third time he began to read the signs in the creation. real people don't want to read. We just want a job. We were brought here for a job, and a job has been done on us where we don't even want no business. We rather buy from the same people that have put us in this condition than call them people white people. And the word white means pure. If there had been some pure people, we would never have slaves. If there had been some pure people, there have been some of the best people that this world has offered. They'll be kind. They'll be nice. They'll be helpful. They would put you in jail without trying to find out why you coming to jail. They'll go in that jail and say, why are you coming in, young man? Oh, you need a job. Let us get you a job. Let us get you a house and put you in so you can get married, keep the population growing. But they don't care about that. Why? Because they have become Satan within. They have become Satan helpers. They have become Satan people that bid for Satan. They don't mean to be like that. But they learn how to be blind, deaf, and dumb. They don't want to hear no truth, don't want to see no truth. And any truth come to them, they ready to let it fall off their back like water running off of a duck back. They don't want that water to hit them. They stay away from good people. Matter of fact, they say that nigga ain't no better than me. And he know when he said, the person said that, they know they ain't no good. So they got to make you equal with them and feel comfortable being in the way they are. So they say, you ain't no better than me. Allah said the best one of us is one who obey him the best. That's been turned back God. That's still qualify all human beings one way or the other. The best one of us is one who obeys Allah the best. So let's keep working. Allah has sent us Imam Warithi Muhammad through the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and just through the Sister Clara Muhammad. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, he made sure that we see ourselves as some valuable. Called us to be the fruit of Islam. And now we supposed to be the tree that produced the fruit. But called us the fruit of Islam means that we have a title that we can accept, that we can work together. We was one time all was interested in going after people that look like us. And to now we done found out that a lot of people that look like us were going after them, those people could cut your head off and wouldn't feel nothing because they have become so infused. They whatever you said, and no matter how much truth in it, they cannot see it. They have become blind, deaf, and dumb. Just like the book said that Ham, he was cursed by his father. And we know there ain't nothing but a lie. Nobody can put a curse on anybody, but Allah is the only one can do that. And what is a curse? A figure of somebody's imagination. Because if somebody can put a curse on you, I don't think they can put a bigger curse than the judges in these courtrooms are putting on people 20 years, 50 years from now on, taking young people who are young men and try them as an adult. They're not an adult, but they try them as an adult. What kind of people would do that? And what kind of people would allow their young boy who hadn't had nothing to drink, he don't smoke, he don't know much of nothing, and you're going to treat him, charge him as an adult? An adult can go in there and buy alcohol. a duck can get in the army and go and get a weapon and kill somebody. And you're going to charge him as an adult, although your TV and your movies that you allow TV to come into your house, come in there and capture your child or your son or you. You be dressing with a suit and tie and make things, you know, you be dressing like an Arab. You got a dashiki on. So you dressing like that people that got their culture, but they got it in their own country. We lost our country. When we lost the benefit that said, this is my country, when we left Africa. America is our country. And this is what we should be trying to change. Is America change? We change America, then the whole world gonna change. Because the whole world respects America, except these Jews, except the Zionists. They got America wrapped around their fingers, and they are dictating whatever they want to dictate to the American people, and they are getting away. Anytime a person gets $7 billion a year or $15 billion, whatever they get, and the people that live in the country who don't suffer the most, they don't get nothing. Don't get no reparation. But these Zionists get all this reparation and get all this support and allow them to stand up there and lie. Everybody against them. They are just a lie. They carry around to play on the sympathies of the people. Oh, they killed six, seven million in the Holocaust. What we need to tell them, they killed 100 million of us. And how many times seven go into 100? That's what we should be telling. And then what did they do to be treated like that? What did they do to Hitler? And Hitler was one of them. What did he do to make this man grow up with all this hatred in his heart that he used to terminate the Jews? Now the Zionists is doing the same trick, doing the same thing to the Palestinians. The Golan Heights, where they had them boxed in, where they cut the water on and off, the light on and off. That kind of power made them people God. Now they want that land, so they don't care how many babies and how many women and men are killing. They showed on the internet that some men was praying. They was calling the Dan. They were praying, and one of the Israelis eased up to the door and throw a hand grenade in there and killed them all. Huh? These people are not human. These people, and they want to threaten you. You can lose your life. I believe Allah is in charge. They don't fear me. If they want to say I'm anti-Semitic, like they did to our brother Farrakhan. That's what they were. That's what they mouthed in, lying and deception. They call people terrorists, and they the terrorists. They call people heathens, and they the heathens. They got the newspaper. They control the airways, like Imam said. They control the airways. Whatever news we hear mostly comes from what they want you to hear. And only news we were really truly getting. And we still getting somewhat of news, and that's from the a Muslim journal. Muhammad speaks. Even a phone call got more truth in it, more information on what's going on in the world than most of these papers that we read about, that we see on the news. Yeah, they got more information. People, all this stuff we see on TV, the late news channel, CBS, NBC, and CNC, and Fox News, all coming and controlled by the ungodly Jews. So you ain't getting no real information. You getting fake news, and even Donald Trump knows about it. He exposed that. He said it's fake news. That's all we've been getting, fake news. But he wasn't fake what he did. Now what he did wasn't fake, but he had to use that strategy to make to get the people off of him. He was fake. They showed him reading the Bible, and he had it upside down in front of a church where he just had put all the people with their protesting the killing of African Americans, and they ran them away and let them sit up there and tell them lies. Huh? Dictators. And Benjamin Netanyahu is nothing but a dictator. He wasn't voted in. They voted him out. He stayed there, took the army, took the country over. That is one evil, wicked man, and Byron wanna stand with him? Huh? Like he ain't going to the grave? What saved me from being person of revenge, what Imam Washington Muhammad said in Chicago one year. He said, no one leave this earth without getting their judgment. Nobody, no major wrong has ever been done without being rewarded. So they told me those people who did all them cruel and bad things to us for years, they are burning in hell right now. Nobody leaves this world without their judgment. That man that threw that bomb in the masjid and killed the Muslims for praying, he done made a special place in the hell. They got a special place for him in the hellfire. Because the Christians tell you that you reap what you sow. You can't sow wrong and get good from God in no way. You either do right or you're doing wrong. That's the only way. If you're doing wrong, you're going to get what wrong people going to get from Allah. And Allah often forgiving and most merciful, but you got to ask for it. It's not going to be, you have to ask. Allah said you have to ask. And you ain't do wrong and stand there like a statue, like you ain't done nothing, without asking God to forgive you. You didn't mean it. Your heart, Allah said he going to judge your heart. He ain't going to change the condition of people until they change what's in their heart. If you just got a cold heart that you made yourself, you allowed your heart to be cold, then you're going to get what cold-hearted people have earned. Huh? Because we know near prayer don't count for nothing unless you work it. And then you work prayer and you sitting there ain't doing no work. What good is the praise? Does no good. The praise for you to sit there and not do nothing. The prayers get you involved in helping the world be better. But you just praying and stand still, or you praying and waiting on somebody else to make the thing better. You don't want to put your hand, or you won't get your hand there. You want everybody else lose their life, and you stay at home. And the Quran says those who stay at home are not equal with those who go out. That should be plain. That makes sense. You have a person don't risk his life, go out, do a work, and a person that never done that, stay at home all the time and depend on somebody to bring him something, give him something. And how he equal with that man? So God, Allah is the greatest. And Allah is so great, he ain't let no truth be destroyed. So we here tonight on the Block Talk radio station. So anybody else would like to share in this talk, talk about coming together, talking about we are one people. We all come from Adam. God made us in five senses, and we all got the same organ in our body. We all got a brain. And all we got to do is accept more truth than we accept lies. And once we start accepting the more truth than we accept lies, we gonna break the ice of wrongdoing. We're going to leave wrong alone. We're going do what Allah said. We're going to do like the prophet. We want to be like, we want to be the Quran walking. We want to be the Quran living among the people. And when we get like that, we're going to make progress. And who will, you think we ain't going to come up? We are coming up. With brother on the internet showing this grocery store. And that shit interested all of us to get a grocery store. Get a lab market. If you can, you want a lab, make a lab market. If that's the idea. Go get you a lab market and make it happen. And you will be successful. Yeah, we all supposed to be eating a lab. We all supposed to do that. Eating a lab. But who knows that? We, our people don't know about no lab. They might see a sign say a lab market. They don't know what that means. All they saying that's some kind of foreign talk. That's a language they don't understand. When we go out, we tell them what the word da'wah means. Huh? It means to propagate. It means to warn. It means to educate. That's what it means. And that's why the prophet said build schools and then do your being your religious service in the school. That's a place of education. So is there anybody who would like to say anything? Would like to have anything at all? Then here's the time. So it's 8 o'clock. I've been talking just about 30 to 40 minutes. Anybody else would like to say something, about this great day, this Sunday? We're winding down and coming to another year of in America. Of the calendar years of America, we're coming into another year. There ain't that many more days left. So anybody who got anything with that, we're trying to get the lights on. The light of truth. The light of truth. Oh, okay, how did it out? Law white box. Well, I think the young man came in and says, I've been talking about 30 minutes, I'm gonna bring him on and take a break. Brother Robert, you there? You feeling better? That's on Lego. Key, that's on Lego. Rakim. Don't look like you hear us. Rakim. Thanks, dude. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum, Rakid. Are you there? Rakid. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. You didn't get my text?
Huh?
I'm saying, man, my voice not right.
Voice not right? Okay.
My voice not right.
Okay. Well, I didn't get your text. Okay, we appreciate you. Hope you get better. I'm going to see, can I get somebody to come on and do this show tonight? Anybody else who would like to say anything? Brother Muhammad Sharif, would you like to say anything tonight? Assalamu alaikum. Brother Imam, Brother Imam. Brother Amin.
Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. Yes, sir. I really was enjoying your talk. Praise be to Allah. Yeah, really was enjoying it. I was thinking on radio today on Words Make People. They had a show and they was talking about the a time to be grateful, And mm-hmm. the brothers and sisters, for the time to be grateful. It's going to be held up in Jersey this year. And they really talked about it, broke it down. It's going to start on December the 7th, actually on a Thursday. It'll be a Thursday, okay. Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday. And then okay. Can you hear me good? Can you hear me? Oh, praise be to Allah, alhamdulillah. After they had did the show, then Imam Mikhail Sahir, he played a talk by the Imam, and the Imam was talking about education.
Mm-hmm.
And I really enjoyed that. And in this talk about education, you know, about going into the public schools and having a weekend school for the Muslim children who are going to public school. And he really talked about education, how we need to keep education on our mind. And then he talked about even the Muslim children who are in public school, you know, in public school, you know, have a weekend school for them, and then through the week, you know, help them with their homework and stuff and tutoring and everything. All the Imam really, really, really opened up and really talked about education. I was really, really, I had heard it before, but the way he was emphasizing it, you know, there was some Imam Mikhail Sahir said too. Sometimes we talk about our situation, you know, mm-hmm. here, you know, but Imam Mikhail Sahir said, you know, they're coming. In other words, you know, the people are gonna come to this religion. You know,
they're coming.
In between, yeah, they're coming. See, you know, and all that talk. I don't know. Maybe some people, you know, may think this religion is gonna go away, but this is a divine religion. This is a religion from God, Almighty God, that came to a people, it evolved from us. You know, I mean, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, well, I'm here to clean you up. And the next leader after that is going to teach you religion. So we have our marching order. God, Almighty God, we got Quran, mm-hmm. Holy Quran, gave us our marching orders. And our marching orders are to have faith and to believe and have faith and show your faith by making your prayers, like the brother on Lifeline say, your prayers is just natural life discipline, And, you know, and then we give in charity, you know, we practice giving, and we, you know, don't mind, you know, giving not only of our money, but our time and even, you know, we well wishes and good wishes, you know, and then, you know, we fast. Of course, we fast in the month of Ramadan, but we learn to fast all the time, all through the year. They say on Mondays and Thursdays, but you can fast whenever you want to fast. They say right. Prophet Muhammad, he just acknowledge, say, well, I'm fasting today. I'm fasting, you know. And that fasting is building that strength to resist, that resistance, you know. And then as far as our community life, we make our pilgrimage at least once in our lifetime, you know, to be with the Muslims all over the world during the Hajj season, during the pilgrimage season. So this is a divine religion, and they're going to come. They're going to come because as we practice our religion, you know, more and more people, you'd be surprised, the people who are looking at us and watching us and listening to us and everything, you know, more and more people, they're coming. Like you mentioned, they're coming. They're going to come. Maybe one here, one there, but it's going to grow naturally. And see, in this religion, it came to us. In other words, Allah blessed us to, this is a homegrown religion. This is a religion that came from us. Allah blessed us with it. Allah blessed us. It didn't come from overseas. It didn't come through any other way. Because the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, you know, he learned it from way back in like 1930 or so, or maybe even a little bit before that. And then he kept it. And he kept that part that he learned, that part that he knew. You know what I mean? He kept it. And he preached it the best way he could, the best way he could. And then he, as the years went by, and then he paid people to teach Imam W.D. Muhammad, you know, I mean, the Arabic language in the schools and everything. So this is kind of like a homegrown. Allah bless us to just from nobody from overseas. This is ours. This is Allah bless us, you see. So the people going to come. People going to come, you know, when they see our discipline. We ain't drinking whiskey and wine no more. And we ain't taking dope no more. You know what I mean? And they say, well, what is it? What is it that make Willie Lee and George and all that? What was it, you know? Well, you know, it's this religion, you know? And he ain't backsliding. He ain't backsliding. You know, he came into this religion. He used to sell them bean pies and all like that a long time ago. But he held on to it. And so they're going to come. They're going to come. Man, they're coming. So we should do all we can to hold the line, you know.
Yes, sir.
They're coming. They're coming. Yeah, no doubt about it. That's right. Praise be to Allah. You know, praise be to Allah. So, yeah, it was a refreshing talk. So, it's our job is to teach this Islam as best we can and keep that Quran close to our chest and close to our heart and close to our mind and coming off our tongue is that Holy Quran is best we come, as best we can. You know, all praise be to Allah, alhamdulillah, yeah. So, education, so Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School. Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School, sometimes I, you know, I know our community could do more. And sometimes, you know, I want to talk about starting a bank and everything. I get so excited. I know we could do more with this great, great, great religion that we have, this great way of life, this great teaching that we have. We could do more. So sometimes, you know, we just need to do one step at a time. And so we got Sister Claire Muhammad, STEMschool.com. And STEM stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math. You know, I was looking at a video. So this brother Jawanza Kanjufu, he was back in the 80s, and he was a brother. He was an Afrocentric brother, but he wasn't one of them Afrocentric devils. But his name was Jawanza Kanjufu, and he says, and he was talking about, you know, looking at a thousand of our children want to be basketball players. So we start out with 1,000 of our children, and then maybe 400 of them are going to be on the high school basketball teams. He's showing us the numbers. He said, we start out with 1,000 of our children, and they practice in base, and they practice in basketball. They come home from school and from maybe 6 to 9 o'clock every day, they play out there at the gym and they playing basketball. You know what I mean? And they get out of school at 3 or so. By the time they come home, take a bath and everything, it's 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. So every day they play basketball for 3 hours. It's like 1,000 of them, you know. Say, you know, he was giving us some numbers. Joaza Kanjufu, I really like that. And I said, I'm going to talk to people about STEM, science and mathematics, because he said, you get 1,000 children, 400 of them is going to be on the maybe high school basketball team. And then after that, he boiled that number down to maybe 200 of them, or maybe 100 of them going to be on a college basketball team, and then they all want to be a pro. And then out of the 100, maybe 50 of them is going to go to the NBA. And then out of the 50, maybe seven of them mm-hmm. are going to start, you see. So we have all of our children spending hours trying to be in the NBA. But just think, if they'd have spent them 3 hours every day, you know what I mean, doing math and science, you know what I mean, where would we be educationally as a people? I really like that, but, you know, he really runs it. I'm going to get the numbers out so I'll be able to explain it like he was explaining, you know, how you start out with 1,000 children. You know, he just used that as an example and boil down to 400, and the 400 go down to 100 in college, and then the pros, all of them are going to be at pros. And so you got all these children spending all these hours. Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, give up sport and play. Give up sport and play. Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, Honorable Elijah Muhammad was talking about do your math and do your science. Spend your hours doing your math and do your science. You see, instead of hours out there on the basketball court, you know, on the baseball court or on the football court, you know what I mean? You should spend all an hour. That's a waste. That's a waste. That's a trick. That's a trick of the white man. You know, and he blows up them athletes, you know. The Jews, they control the NBA and the NFL and Major League Baseball, you know what I mean? And they control. They're into creating these teams to oppose each other and you know, battle against each other and play against each other and compete against each other, because that's their thing, you know. And our children spend this athleticism now. You know, if you have a son, you might want to, you know, teach your son just a little boxing or a little martial arts, you know, so people won't punk him. But all this hours, 3 and 4 hours a day behind these sports, you know what I mean? And look at all the time that we waste. So this brother, Joaza Kanjufu, I really, really liked that when he was running, because he came on in the 80s talking about education, and he wrote them books, Conspiracy to Something Black Boys, you know what I mean? How they work on Conspiracy to Something Black Boys. And he wrote several books about, you know, looking at how we raise our boys and everything, you know. So all praise be to Allah. since Claremont STEM school, you know, I need to concentrate on that and complete that and get that going, you know, before we start a bank. We need to get Sister Claremont STEM school because the man really, really talked about education. Why we need to keep our mind on education and accomplish that. So I'll turn it back over to you, Brother Akbar. And assalam alaikum, alhamdulillah. And turn it back to you, my brother.
Thank you, Brother Hameen. Thank you. Education is the most important thing we can be talking about. You're right. We're going to talk about it. So we ain't going to do nothing about education. That's how Adam grew. He had to educate. He had to learn the hard thing by experience, by, you know, testing. And a lot of things that we learned not to eat or learn not to go near come from Adam. He was the first man. So he made a lot of mistakes. Like ma'am said, the first dough wasn't the best dough. The first dough was not the best dough. Look at the dough now. You can walk up to a dough and open by itself now. So the education, the more education grow, the more we came into more knowledge. And now from the first car that we used to turn with a crank, and now you have to do master buttons and then the crank, the car crank up. And you keep the key in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
So everything is growing, and we're going to grow with technology, and then we are going to have to study. So we want to improve on technology. And this is what they're worried about. Imam said, if they come up with the key to make flying cars. He said we don't want to have to do that. A lot of them left that up to us to do. They don't want it, but they can go even in music and everything else. So if they come up with any information on how to make a car fly, then we gonna bring that in. Because their knowledge is limited now. That was brought on them because they wouldn't treat the world right. Allah not gonna give that precious knowledge to people who don't know how to treat people of the world right, all people right. So no, he'll give it to us. Rocky, you wanna say anything? You still there? Huh? Rocky, you want to say anything? I guess he don't. He don't feel too good tonight. He got some kind of virus. We'll pray that he get better. And he get better, then we all stay healthy. But we living in a world, I just left out of the grocery store. Walmart, all that artificial food in there. It look good, but it ain't worth a nickel. It ain't good at all for your health. They're seedless, they're unnaturalist, and everything else. But it look good. It don't look like it got no worms on it. But it ain't got no vitamin C or D or E. They got nothing in those vegetables. It will help your body, help your eyes, help your breathing, help your walking. None of that. So we need to get away from this artificial, and we need to tell the world, we're going to have to grow our own. If we want the best, we're going to have to do it ourselves. Prayer without any work, that again, don't count for nothing. We can pray till all the cows come back to the barn. But as long as we ain't praying to make a better way, a better life for the cows and for ourselves, for the grass that we grow, they growing artificial grass. For reading, He would not. He had a farm. He would not use that artificial bread. And the people at the colleges asked him why. And he took time to explain it to them. So now they're down to Tuskegee. Not Tuskegee, but down to Fort Valley, where Fort Valley State. And he explained that to them, why you shouldn't use artificial food, artificial thing to feed the cow. Because they become artificial. You know, they agreed with him. So they stopped. So education, through education, bring about changes in the environment. And it's like the African Americans help the farmers when their crop will grow 1 year for one next. One of the African American farmers said, "You got to rotate the crop. One year you have peanuts and corn on this side, and tomatoes and onions, and next year you rotate it where you put the corn on the left side and rotate the peanuts and other things that we eat." He said. Then they started doing that. And that solved the problem with the saw would not reduce a crop twice in a row. So they rotated. We got that from him, but they don't want care to tell you that. Caucasian people have took over the language of calling themselves white and and saying to themselves and you that put in your mind that they are better. And when you read what Webster said about the word white, you have to agree to that. It says white means pure. You know, they ain't pure. If they had been pure, we would never have slavery. If they had been pure, we would never have white water and colored water. I mean, they had two fountains, one for the color, talking about us, and one for the white. And those people was pink and red, and they ain't never been white in their life. But they got away with that life for so many hundreds of years that people still call them white today. But they're not white. They're pink and red. And you know who agrees with me more than anybody on that? It's the Caucasian themselves. I heard these ma'am say there ain't no white people. That's why I said it. I got to take me say, ain't no white people. They never been white. And that's what they've been getting away with, that language. I'm a white person. I hear it all the time. You hear it on Facebook. You hear it on YouTube. Oh, two black, were they white or black? They were blacks. And the police go up to the guy that talked to them, and the guy lighter than the police who called himself white. See, all this foolishness got past us because we weren't thinking. We weren't reading the creation like the prophet was. We refused to change the language like the man told us that the language got to change. And all I say, he's not going to change our condition until we change within our hearts. And it take a real heart to tell those people they ain't white because they have got so used to us calling them white people. White people killed. White people ain't gonna let you have this. White people ain't gonna. No. The evil people ain't gonna do that. Call them what it like it is. They're evil, and that will make them change. Dr. King showed them where they was evil. Showed them. Then went to Washington and talked about them. One day, in the mountains of the clay in Lookout Mountain in Tennessee, and on the hills of the hills in Georgia. Is that little black boys, little black girls? No, no. Human beings gonna come together. You ain't gonna never be able to come together with black and using color. You ain't gonna never be come together. Because one color always gonna be above the other. And when you go to court, that Caucasian jury think that he do what he want to. And that's what he have done. But you tell him he going to hell for what he doing, maybe he'll change. Let him know that his life gonna come to an end too. And whatever he have done in this world, he gonna have to pay for it in the next world. He just give a man life in 20 years, life in 50 years. So what kind of person do something like that to another person? Huh? Never, no parole. People, Jesus died for the sins of the people. Huh? What kind of people do that? An evil and an ungodly and an unjust. You're ungodly, you're going to be unjust. You're not going to be fair in the way you do things. And I've seen football and watching play a game of football and the guy hit the guy before and the referee don't throw no flag. And I seen them, that bunch of Caucasians and African American and they throw a flag. So ain't no justice from you calling people white and black. Ain't they gonna get no justice? Try to get along with them and go along with what they call themselves. It's a big mistake. You go along with people who are not gonna change and need to be changed. That's a big mistake. But we had to call things just like they are. We had to tell it just like it is. And that's what Jesus said, know the truth. And we know that Jesus said Prophet Muhammad comes to lead us in all truth. But they hear that, but they don't say Prophet Muhammad coming. They say Jesus coming back. And you got some even Muslims talking about Jesus coming back. And they'll tell you that Prophet Muhammad is, you ask them, is Prophet Muhammad laughing? Prophet, yeah, he laughed. But why would Jesus come back? Is he a prophet? Or are you son of God? You got some mean Muslim messed up. They are messed up in the mind about Jesus. And they Islam to go along with the idea that Jesus is going back, coming back. And there's no proof nobody ever came back out of a grave and did nothing. And any person should have came back out of the grave and would have been able to do something is no other than Prophet Muhammad, who is the last prophet. But he ain't coming back here. I don't think no good man or no woman who goes on the other side and see all the peace and all the love and receive all and all the good things happen to it. And why would we want to come back to this hell? This hell for the believers. Because soon as you speak up, you know, we failed it. Me and Rakesh failed it Friday when we went out talking about Israel, how they doing the Palestinians. Man, the ignorant person, he didn't like that. But the wise person loved it. So this place is hell for a righteous person. And that's all that is Malcolm, that's why he dead now. It was hell for a righteous person. Dr. King, they dead because a righteous person came and they killed him. They didn't like that. They couldn't get to Elijah because Elijah had an army. And Elijah was special. Afraid to mess with Elijah. And Elijah called them up. And babies, they all of them the devil. He didn't bite his tongue. And what they did, they sicked out, they sicked our people on us. All the period of time, about Caucasian people in their history of doing things. The person couldn't get, I mean, all he was threatening to argue that for the sake of arguing. He know what I was saying the truth. I said, you ain't got no rights. So a Caucasian man come up and slap you, and you fight back, and people would tell the police that he slapped you first, and they still lock you up. There ain't no justice for you. Uh-huh. And one of the Caucasians, he went over there and what he called Pete Mount Paul. No, this Grant Paul. Grant Paul go there. They stay around the park, and the police went to this lady house, or this man house, and the dog attacked him. He shot the dog, killed him. Ended him for a couple of days from spending himself from that dog. Because these people love dogs. They don't know why. I see all that. I ask people, if a dog your best friend, what is God then? What is your mama? They're not your best friend, but they got you hollering a four-legged and nasty dog that lick itself with his tongue, clean his whole body parts and private parts all over, and lick his tongue and chew on flea that's on his body. I said, that's your best friend? Then you, if Allah is not your best friend, you ain't got no best friend. And then is your mama not your closest friend, your mama, then you just ain't got no. These people out here ain't your best friend. These people push you off a mountain and get you up there, and you say something smart to them, say something they don't like, push you off the mountain. Or you try to make a stand for something. They'll push you off a mountain and get rid of you. So we said there's only one God, and Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah is the seal of the one God who sent us. There's no more prophet to come. Oh, you only have some people to come and represent the Quran, like the Majestic. You got people come to revive the religion. When it gets so far away from the light, they go law. Always going to send somebody to revive the religion. Huh? Imam, he came and told them, he was saying Islam is not Islam. It's in the Quran, El-Islam. If somebody show you Islam, I show you corruption. But the El-Islam, I show you the real peace, the only peace. Huh? They know it. It's not Islam, it's El-Islam. They were one way, and Allah is in the light. And only way I can save you is Allah. But first, you got to make an effort to save yourself. If you ain't staying out the liquor store, you ain't staying away from smoking weed and doing all the things that other people are doing that cause them have mental problems. You don't stay where you did. Nobody can save you. You got to save yourself. And you save yourself, and you stay saved when you pray to Allah. When you pray to Allah, give your five prayers a day. That put a ring around you where you are protecting yourself with the help of Allah. And Allah says, He so loved the world, he put all of us in the world to test us. But they don't say that. The Christians say, God so loved the world, he said it all. Do what? Like, what did Master Farad Muhammad do for us? Come here and hear what we got to say and live. If he had been God, wouldn't he have turned those people upside down that caused the problem? When you want him to at least lift some of the people up and punish them for what they had done to us, But he didn't do nothing but point to the book. He pointed to the Quran. And left. He went 11, and he died up in California. He man Warren D. Muhammad did his janazah in California. His wife called him, so he came with the California and did his janazah. But call a man God. The young brother asked him the other day, do God use the bathroom? Do God have to get rid of waste? You got to go out like that. You got a man. Because God, I serve. No, he don't move. He don't use no bathroom. He don't have no need. He don't die. And you got a God that use the bathroom. And you ain't got nothing but another man. You worship no man. God is not no man. So these are the way we have to reach the people. Common sense teaching. If they don't listen, then you tell them to you be your way, and I'll be mine. Don't that make sense? So all praise are due to Allah, the Lord and cherished thing over all the world. Prepare with it, they nothing deserve to be worshipped beside the one greater, the one who lives and he never dies, and the one who was never was a baby and never had a baby. Huh? And how can you say that he got a son and no, and God tell you get a wife, he tell you why say he got a son and don't have a console, don't have a wife. Yeah, but he tell you that you got, before you get married, marry that woman. Get married. That's safety for you. That's what he required for you to do, to get married. That's a safety in that. But fornication and adultery is against any religion, no matter what religion it is. It's not a true religion. It's not against that. So praises be to Allah. Lord, cherish the sustainer of all the world. We bear witness again. And I'm going to read a little something from the Quran before I close out this powerful book that build good world to live in. Keep the good world going in the right direction. Keep the good world moving in the right direction. Allah says in his book, says in it with truth without any doubt. Those who believe in the last day, who believe in the messenger, believe in charity and fasting. Allah says in the Al-Mu'min, the dominion, Allah says, surely, Surah 67, Ayat 122. Allah said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I seek refuge with this Satan and resist the enemy. Blessed is he in whom hands is dominion over all things as power. He who created death and life, that he might try which of you is best in the deeds. He is the exalted and mighty and often forgiveness. That don't sound like no judge or no people that I know of. Allah said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Al-Qalam, Surah 68. He said, the pen of Nur. This is Surah 68, Ayat 34, 35. Ayat 34:35. Allah says, verily, for the righteous are God of the light and the presence of the Lord. Here we say then treat, you are building a couch with your guard on the account. What is the matter with you? How you do it to you? So Allah said, don't do it. Then you build a couch when you do right. When you build a place that you're going to be happy when you do right. Really, the righteous are guarding the delight for the righteous. So the opposite of that is for the guarding of dislike for those people who don't believe, who the word of God is that I disobey. I'm not going to do nothing right. There's a payment coming to to the righteous and the unrighteous. So we're going to keep working on this Brock Talk radio station. We're going to keep calling people back to what's right. We're going to keep inviting people to come. I invite people all the time that I know. And some say they're coming. But I know some people, we got egos. And sometimes our egos don't lie up to others. You're not doing me no favor by coming on. I let them know you're not going to do me no favor by coming on this show. You said that you believe that there's one God and that you get an opportunity to help somebody see that God is one and don't make no image. And you said that that's what Imam done. You say you follow Imam. I see that you follow him with your lips more so than you follow him with your action. So we said praises be to Allah, the one creator, that we all get opportunity to share what he has blessed us with the, whoever listens. And it's up to Allah to change anybody's heart. See, Allah, according to the way I read, he don't want everybody. He wants their best. Those people who want to be righteous, want to keep away from things that cause them to do wrong. Oh, the time is winding down. We've been here. I've been, I'm about to go out and get more people, like you man said, more good people. I'm about to go speaking to more good people. I'm about to go into the barber shops or the beauty parlor and talk to the people and let them know what we're doing on this show. But we're going to try to increase the people come over here. We had people come over here and they did a lot of talking. That's all they did. And they left. And soon they get to talking, they leave. They don't stay here and listen to the other people. But that too does not bother me. But if you can't be questioned about what you're talking about, maybe you shouldn't be talking. You can't stand to be questioned. And Allah says in the Quran, he says clearly, and we have clearly made this Quran easy for remembering. So it's he only who will receive the Quran. These are the ones who receive the Quran. So Allah made it easy. I know I read the Bible. Okay, and Brother Muhammad, Brother Hameen back on. As-salamu alaykum, oh. Brother Hameen.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Alhamdulillah. I was thinking about Brother Shuja. Is he all right? Brother Shuja is all right?
Yeah, he's in his family.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you, too.
Yeah, that's why I didn't come on.
Yes, sir. Right. You know. Mm-hmm. And how about Muhammad from Columbus?
We came on and went back out, you know.
All right, well, okay. Praise be to Allah. Yeah, our movement is growing. It's growing and it's coming along.
Yeah.
Praise be to Allah. Thinking about those
those Israelis, more and more people are waking up to who they are. Those are Zionists, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, people really don't know the history of our banking system, the Federal Reserve. You know, the Federal Reserve that came in. Some people come from overseas representing the Rothschild family. The Rothschild came over to the United States in 1913. They created the Federal Reserve, the banking system. They had been trying to take over the banking system for a long time, you know, because there was an ancient Jewish banking family. And so it's a couple of good books about them. It's one called The Creature from Jekyll Island, and it's about the history of how they came to the United States in 1913 and created the Federal Reserve. Now, this Caucasian, Ron Paul, this is why so many Cajuns have woke up and really exposing these Zionists now, you know, you know, they know through Ron Paul, because Ron Paul wrote books about In the Federal Reserve, the one he got called In the Fed, and he says that the Federal Reserve, you know, creates these wars and backs these wars and all like that, and all over the place. That, you know, it comes from the Federal Reserve, to these Zionists who run and control the Federal Reserve. So Ron Paul, when he ran for president, so in 2012, I believe it was, and he was really, really educating the people about the banking system, you know, control. He doesn't talk about the Rothschild, but this book called The Creature from Jekyll Island, it talks about the people who created the Federal Reserve. This banking family. Let me see. What is Paul Warburg and Max Warburg? Paul Warburg came to the United States representing the Rothschild banking family, and they made some moves, and so by 1913 they had taken over the banking system, the money supply of the United States. You see, that's an interesting history. You know what I mean? And people should know about that, who runs the banks, who actually control America. It's the bankers, you know. And people should know, you know. And all praise be to Allah. Yeah. So that's the history. And then actually in the creation of Palestine, you know, you look at if you Googled it, you know, they had one of the Rothschilds, banking family, who was actually in on the creation of Palestine way back, you know. So they are connected, and a lot of times people feel like to talk about it, but it was Ron Paul who ran for president. And he really, really, really exposed the creation of the banking system and how they control a lot of the events and they control the wars and you know, one of the features of the banking system is how they could have $1 million in the bank. You know, one of these banks could have $1 million in it, but they could loan out $10 million. If they had that $1 million in the bank, that they could loan out $10 million. You see, so if you have people who need to borrow money from the bank, see, these regional banks, you know, could loan out 10 times what they actually have in the bank. If they have $1 million of hard currency in the bank, they can actually loan out $10 million. Let's see, I forgot the process, what that's called. These banks is powerful. See, and that's how they could actually finance these mortgages and finance these homes that, you know, people are borrowing the money, and actually they are the ones in control. And if something happened to the economy, since they lent the money and got the mortgages of these homes, if these homeowners can't make the payments on these homes, these homes go back to the bank. Go back to the bank. It's called REO, real estate owned REO. So it's a lot, you know, people don't like to talk about it a lot because these banks are very powerful and you know, they could, you know, make trouble for people. So people sometimes are afraid to actually talk about it, you know, but Ron Paul, when he ran for president, he went around the country and, you know, educating these people. And this is why there's so much happening now. You know what I mean? They talk about these nationalists, white nationalists, racists, these Caucasians, and a lot of their anger is against the banking system. A lot of their anger. You know, they people say, well, they're racist. They're racist. They hate blacks and they hate Jews and hate immigrants and everything. Yes, yeah, because a lot of that, they've been taught and educated about the banking system, and they don't like it, and they're looking for a way to lash out. You know, so it's a lot to it. It's a lot to it. I'll praise you to Allah. But we got our Quran. Allah educates us about Bani Israel and everything. And our education is actually come from the Quran ourselves, you know. So we need to stay close to the Holy Quran and follow the dictates and the teachings of the Holy Quran. And that's where our justice and our fulfillment is going to come from. I'll praise you to Allah. So it's so much. Imam Muhammad started out in his early ministry, many years in the 70s, 75, 76, 77, he believed to talk about the Jacobite, the ungodly Jew. Not all Jews. There's some great Jews, some good Jews, but the ungodly Jews, these ungodly Jews. The man was talking about these Zionists and everything. So there's so much. And Allah's educating us and opening it up for us, you know. Alhamdulillah. Brother Akbar, you still there? I'll praise you to Allah. Brother Akbar.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
Praise you to Allah, my wife, bro. Yeah. So it's so much. We need to keep studying, keep praying. You know,
that's right.
Keep fasting, praying, and doing our thing. Because Allah is showing us that Allah ultimately, Allah is in control of it all. He's in control of it all, you know. And he just wants to see how we going to perform. We going to perform. Oh, praise be to Allah. So it's so very much. And so we need to keep studying, keep praying, and keep listening, and keep sharing information. Keep sharing information and try to insist on justice for us and make sure that we do justice by people too. You know, all praise be to Allah.
Yeah. Okay, you want to close?
Nobody.
Brother.
Okay, so I guess it's about that time then. Yes, okay. May Allah bless us with another day coming up and bless us with more knowledge and more wisdom, more understanding, and keep our hearts right and do justice by others and ourselves too. All praise be to Allah. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah. رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم ملك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سلام عليكم الحمد لله all praise be to Allah most gracious most merciful master of the day of judgment he can be worshipped God aid we seek show us the straight way the way of those upon whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those who fortunate and not wrath, and who go not astray. Alhamdulillah. Thank you, dear listeners. And thank you, Brother Akbar, and all the dear listeners. Thank you. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.